Thank you for downloading the Broadmead Community Church Sermon Podcast. We hope you enjoy it.
Father God, I ask that you just come right now in this room, and I just pray that whatever I speak today would be your words. I pray that anything that is not of you would go, and that anything that is of you would land in people's hearts and would grow this morning. I just pray that you would just be speaking to people as I speak this morning. Amen. So today I am talking about exploring more of Jesus' teaching. This year, our title is Be One, Make One. And I'm going to speak about the parable of the sower, which we all know, but hopefully I can bring something new or just remind you of something this morning. So the Be One, Make One, I really felt that God was saying we need to learn to be one before we can make one. And we need to understand what it means to be one, to be a disciple ourselves before we can really, I mean, we can make disciples without knowing it, but I just really felt that was what God was saying to me this morning. And so I'm going to take it back a bit. I'm going to step back and look at what discipleship might mean for us individually. Yeah, and hopefully we will learn a bit more about being a disciple by exploring Jesus' teaching. So I'm actually just going to read the parable of the sower. I know many of you probably have heard it a million times, but I always think it's never a bad thing to go over it again. I'm not going to read it from my Bible, I confess. I can't actually read my Bible anymore without my glasses, and even then I struggle. So I've got it on a piece of paper. I need to get myself a new Bible. That's my conclusion. So I'll have it a bit bigger here where I can see it. So in Mark 4 verse 1, again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered round him was so large that he got into a boat, sat in it out on the lake. While all the people were along the shore at the water's edge, he taught them many things about parables, and in his teaching said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on the rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seeds fell on good soil. It came up, grew, produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, and some 100 times." Then Jesus said, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." When he was alone, the 12, the others around him, asked about the parables, and he told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But to those outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing, but never perceiving, ever hearing, but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven." And then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on the rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, some 30, some 60, and some 100 times what was sown." Now, I'm sure many of us have heard this parable many times, and Jesus himself explains the parable, and I'm sure that many of us have our own views on what it may mean. But this morning, I want to attempt to reignite the challenge that it brings for our lives. And so, in summary of the parable, Jesus is talking of planting seeds and the different places they fall and how they grow, and or not, as the case may be. What seeds is he talking about here? Let's start with that. What kind of seeds might he be talking about to us? Now, I think he's talking of the words that he's spoken, his living truth, his wisdom, his scripture, his knowledge. This, in practice, in a practical term, could mean a scripture you read, a word someone has given or spoken, an article that you read, or a recording you hear. It is a nugget of truth, spoken and received, that lands in your heart. You know the ones I mean? The ones I mean are the ones where you're like, oh, that, yeah, that resonates with me. That has a meaning. And sometimes you're like, oh, wow, yeah, that's really good. And sometimes you're like, oh, wow, that hurts. And sometimes you're like, oh, maybe that's for me. Is that for me? I think maybe that's meant for me. And sometimes it's like a new, fresh understanding. You're like, oh, I never really understood it like that. It comes along, it lands on the outsides of our hearts, and you go on with your day, but it's there. You mull it over, you think about it. It's not something that just goes. It's something that's had an impact on you, no matter how short. Now, if your heart is like the path, and you're not really ready to hear it, you're not planning on learning anything, you don't really have that much of an interest, and it goes. For example, I want to make some examples today in really practical terms. You are at work, you are sent away on a health and safety training day, and you're like, really? You know, you get there, you're like, oh, this is a waste of time. I don't need to know anything about this. And you sit down and you listen, and the speaker's quite good. You're like, interesting. And he teaches you some things. And you're like, yeah, that makes sense. But as you leave, you're like, I need a coffee. And boom, it's gone. Whatever that person has said, whether you heard it, you realised it was important, but you had no interest. And that's a bit like the path. When the seeds land on the path, poof, the wind comes and off they go. It doesn't really have an impact on your heart. It doesn't really, while you acknowledge it, it doesn't really impact. The seed falls on the path, never really impacts. But it's not the seed that wasn't good. It's not what the person was saying that wasn't good. It was that you went to that place thinking, I don't care, I'm not really that interested. And while you're saying something good, I'm not really going to do anything about it. And so it drifts off. And the next one is the rocky part. If your heart is like the rocky part, you go to the exact same lecture or training course, and this time you have a slight interest in it. You're like, yeah, health and safety, you know, there's a few things at work that I think probably should be changed. And so you have a bit more interest. And what the person says resonates with you, and you're like, yeah, I can see that. That's really good. We should do that. And you're full of joy as you leave. Yes. Joy about health and safety and the changes you can make when you get back to your workplace, you know, how you can make it better, a better place. And you leave full of joy and full of the plans of what you might do as you get back. But then you start to you start to think it over. And you're like, oh, you know, that would take a lot of work, actually. I'd have to change all those policies. I'd have to rewrite all those things. I'd have to get all these things done, and I'd have to get people on side. And actually, let's go and have a coffee. And boom, the end. What you receive that day is gone. Because of, you know, you haven't really let it take root in your heart. You haven't really let it go deep in your heart. You haven't really let it, you're not really prepared to let it grow in your heart. This is the seed that falls on the rocky part. You hear it, but you do nothing about it. You don't really let it settle. You don't put it into practice. You don't change any policies. You never really change anything. You tell no one about it. You never try to look into it. And eventually your passion dies. Because you haven't nurtured it. You haven't allowed it to take root in your heart. You haven't watered it or given it light. And so it dies. And so we move on to the thorns. If your heart is like the thorns, you would go to the same health and safety conference, training day, whatever you want to call it, and you would be excited in the same way. You would listen, you'd be like, yes, you know, I can change things. I can clear that hallway. I can put in all these things and make it better and safer for our workplace. And you would leave full of the joys of, I don't know, the things you could do when you get back. And when you get back, you start to tell people about it, and you do a bit of research, and you ask people for help, and you're willing to sacrifice some lunch breaks, maybe, to put it into place. But then the response you get is negative. Everybody else is like, oh, really? Does that really matter? Do we really have to clear the hallway? Do we really need to rewrite that policy? Is it really that important? And you're like, oh. And you realise that you're going to have to do a lot of work. And you're probably going to have to give up a month of lunch breaks. And you start to lose your passion for it. And people are a bit disparaging, and you realise how many hoops you're going to have to jump through and how much you're going to have to sacrifice. And gradually your enthusiasm dwindles until you're exhausted and you give up. This is the seed that falls on the thorny ground. You hear it, you perceive it, you want to do something about it, you accept it, you allow it to grow a bit in your heart, and it gets some roots. But then you listen to everything else going on around you. You listen to the lies and the disparaging thoughts of others. You listen to the negative thoughts of yourself. You get tired because it's a bit difficult. It's a bit more difficult than you were really expecting it to be. And you run out of energy and you run out of storm. And finally, I'm going to move on to the good ground, the good heart. The one that is ready to receive. It's the fourth, but it's most certainly not the last. You go to the health and safety lecture. You're like, yes, there's so many things like we need to change already before I even get there. And I really want to learn more about it. And so I learn more about it. And I'm listening intently to what they have to say. And I'm like, oh, this is so good. And I take it out with joy. And I'm like, yes, we're going to get back. I'm going to clear that hallway. We're going to put up some signs. We're going to change the policies. And I get back and people are like, oh, really? And I'm like, yes, I'm going to do it. And I give up my lunch breaks. And I succeed. And I get those policies out there. And suddenly, people are coming to me, asking me, oh, that's so good what you did. How did you do that? You know, I've then suddenly become the expert in health and safety in the place. And everybody is, you know, around me going, wow, look at the change. Look at how much you've done. Look how much better it is. And the seed that was sown in that health, because your heart was open to making those very practical changes. Your heart wanted to learn and understand and make things better, not only for yourself, but for everybody else around you. This final seed falls on good and fertile land. The heart of the person was ready to receive, was yearning for more. Not only searching, but when they found it, that when they found what they needed, they nurtured it, they grew it, they looked into it, they learnt more, they sought more, they got involved, they got up, they did something about it. They shared it, they asked for help from others, they watered it, they pushed out the doubts and the lies and kept pressing on through until it had grown into a tree that had fruit of its own, until their colleagues wanted to know about health and safety. As Jesus says, this is like the kingdom of God here on earth. If our hearts are ready to receive, we will nurture the seeds planted and we will desire more until eventually we will see the fruit in our lives. And I know this myself in my own walk. In my 20s, I didn't go to church. Oh no, shocking. I left, I didn't need church. Church is where people got hurt. I had no interest in church at all. I never lost my faith in God. I always had a faith in God, and I always knew that God was real, but I didn't see the need to go to church. So for 10 years, I didn't go. But all of that time, there was something in me that was like, I don't get it. Why do people sacrifice so much for this God? You know, if he's really God, why? I don't understand. I couldn't understand. And so I started to ask questions. There was something in my heart that wanted to know more. And so I started to ask questions. I didn't really have that many Christians around me at the time. So I asked my dad. And he started to answer my questions. He started to come around on a Wednesday night and we would get into deep theological discussions about why he had done what he'd done as a family and why he'd given up so much. And one day he said something to me which, wham! I was like, oh, gosh, yeah. That is incredible. If that is the way the world could be, I want a part of that. And so I let that sit in my heart, and gradually I sought more and I learnt more and I realised that I couldn't do it alone. There was no way I could change the world by myself. I needed more people around me who thought like me, who wanted to love people like I did by this point. And so I walked in the doors of Broadmead many years ago in the old building. I wanted, by that point, to live in the kingdom, and I needed to know more. That moment I will never forget. I can remember exactly what my dad said. I remember where we were. I remember everything about it because it had such an impact on my life. Little did I know that my heart was ready to receive at that point. But I'm so thankful it did. I sought out articles, more teachings. I continued to nurture it through, and it grew, and now I was certain I believed. My questions were growing. If I believe, what did that mean for my life? And so many seeds were being planted. So that one was growing, and there was more answers to questions, and I put those in my heart, and I allowed them to grow and to become trees. I'm not sure that they produce fruit, but maybe they do. We don't always see the fruit. I don't know, I do think we do. But I was calmer that I did produce fruit. I was changing. I was calmer. My faith was growing. My joy was building. My confidence grew astronomically. And I was able to start to forgive. I was able to look at things in my life that wasn't so good, you know, and that journey continues and will continue until the end of my life here on earth, I believe, because I desperately want those seeds, because I've learned over the years that this process is difficult, challenging, hard, but the results and the rewards when you grow and you nurture those things in your life is the best thing you could ever have. you know, God was working in the garden of my heart. He works in the garden of all of our hearts. And we learn to see the importance of the digging up of the ground, the nurturing, the process. And then we start to see the fruits in our lives of love, more love, joy, peace, long-suffering, or whichever one you want to call it, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. It's amazing to learn all of these things, and so much better for us. We gain strength. The more we grow these seeds, the more strength we get to grow more seeds. And we start to grow strength in our confidence in what we do. And we start to gain strength in the gifts that God has given us along the way, whether that be prayer or prophecy or whatever those things are. We learn to grow stronger in them. And slowly we start to see miracles happen in our own lives. And we start to see change. And we realize God is changing us. And it's all for the better. This process is so rewarding. It's not easy. It takes sacrifice. You have to listen to the nudgings in your heart. You have to listen to them. You can't just ignore them, because then the process doesn't even start. You have to hear them and accept them and do something about them. And then they will make a difference and the fruit will grow. In the same way, seeds require action. They require watering. They require sunlight. They require nurture. You may have to step out of fear into something new. You may have to forgive someone. You may need to seek healing for your body or your soul or your mind. You may need to give some time to attend a group, like, I don't know, Kintsugi Hope, or, you know, that it may be that you have to sacrifice some time to go and do something about it. It may be that you need to get involved in volunteering, as Adam was saying earlier. You know, that being with people in the church often we rub up against each other, and this often causes a nudge in our heart. But what I want to say is the rewards are so worth it. The rewards of that uncomfortableness, that process of growing that seed, that nurturing in our heart, is so worth it. And before you know it, you start to tell other people about it. You're like, I can't keep this to myself. Look what God is doing in me. Look at it. I really want to share it with somebody else. I want to tell you. And then a seed is planted in their heart. And the whole process starts again. And so to close this morning, I want to encourage us each here this morning to start this year by really looking at ourselves. Have seeds been sown in your hearts this morning? Something that was said earlier in healing rooms or in the worship. Something that was said this morning on your way in, something that was said yesterday, something that you heard, something that has resonated with you recently. Did you come this morning expectant for seeds? Are you willing to nurture God's seeds? Do you want to grow and produce fruit? Let's examine our hearts this morning. Let's ask, am I ready to receive a seed? Am I ready to do some gardening? And so now, I just want us to close our eyes and just spend a few minutes, or a minute or two, just examining our own hearts. And we're going to be offering prayer, and I would really encourage you to come. Come and be prayed with, whatever point it is that you're at, whether you've recognised the need for healing, whether you've recognised that your hearts are not ready, that you're not ready to receive her, that you're not, you know. Maybe you've recognised that you want to start the process. I'd really like that. I'd really love God to tell me something that's just for me, that I can grow in my heart and learn more about. Maybe you're at the next part. Maybe you have already received a seed that is sitting in your heart and you want to nurture it. Maybe God wants to encourage you to nurture that. Maybe you need help to find the next step. How do I nurture that in my heart? And so I would, whatever season it is that you are in, you know, perhaps you started to see the fruit. Maybe maybe you want prayer to help you to talk to other people about what God has done. Whatever it is that God is saying to you today, this morning, whatever he is showing you in your heart. Let us examine our hearts, work out where we are. And so we're going to do that now. I'm going to pray, and we're going to have a minute or two just of quiet to examine our hearts. And then we're going to have prayer stations. We're going to have one over here, which is if you want healing, but you don't particularly want to get very close to someone, you want social distancing, that will be over there. And here we're going to have the healing. If you want healing and you're happy for people to lay hands on you, then that'll be here. And if perhaps you want prayer for something else, not related to healing, but that you have a seed that God has placed in your heart, if you are any of those stages along the route of growing something, an idea that's come in your head that you want to get involved in, or that God is speaking to you about, or you just want to acknowledge that God has put something in your heart, I would ask that you go to the prayer team over here and be prayed with. I really felt that God was saying, get involved this morning, no matter how small the seed is. Acknowledge it. The first step to nurturing it is to acknowledge it. And if you're stuck, the simplest answer is to go to God and say, God, you gave me this thing, but I don't know what to do with it now. So I really want to encourage people to get involved and get prayer this morning. So I'm just going to pray, and we're going to have a couple of minutes of quiet. And while that's happening, the prayer teams will get into place. And when you're ready, when God has spoken to you about what it is, I would encourage you to go and get prayer. So, Father God, I thank you for everything that you have done this morning. I thank you for all the words that you have spoken. I pray that right in this moment that you would come and speak to every single heart here. That you would just have a little chat. Tell people where they're at, what you want them to do next in their lives, what you want them to look at, what you want them to get involved in, what you want them to grow, whether that be healing or whether that be a ministry or whether that just be to learn something about themselves and the way they behave, you behave. Lord, I just pray that you would just come in this moment and speak to people's hearts. And I'm just going to share this now, actually. I had a picture earlier, which I wasn't sure about sharing, as we were singing I Speak Jesus. I had a picture of the old way they used to clear the ground at the end of a season was they burnt it. I don't know if you remember, they would set fire to the fields and the whole lot would go. And I really got a sense that God wants to do that in some of our hearts this morning. He wants to burn out the old. He wants to get rid of it in one go. And he wants to get that ground fertile. He wants to clear it out so that it's fertile, ready to receive seeds. And he doesn't want to do it slowly. He wants to rush through. He wants now is the time. And so, Lord, I just pray that you would just come and do that now in the hearts of people here in this room. Father God, I just, let's just come before you now. Amen.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not check us out on all social media platforms or visit broadmead.org.uk.